This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Klaus Savier. He's the president of Lightspeed Engineering, also the pilot of a very unusual and unique aircraft, a Very Easy, that recently won the Fuel Venture Cafe race for the second year in a row. So Klaus is going to talk to us today about that airplane and some of the technology and the ideas that have gone into it, and why he's interested in this kind of flying. So Klaus, could you give us a little bit of an update on what went on at this year's race?
Well, we had an event similar to the cafe race of the 80s, where a fully loaded airplane is sent on a 400-mile course, and time is measured from a standing start to a touchdown. And then we evaluate the actual fuel consumption so that we get some understanding of what the actual efficiency of the airplane is. Most airplanes are listed as having such and such a top speed, but in reality, it's sometimes not of interest if the fuel consumption is too high to achieve that speed. So this formula by which we were evaluated highly values speed, but it also gives you points for fuel used, or the less fuel, the better, of course. So the higher the mileage, the higher the points. And in order to achieve maximum score, you needed 200 pounds per seat. So a two-seater would fly with a 400-pound payload plus the fuel necessary for the flight plus a legal reserve.
Okay, so the main idea here is to find an airplane that can fly efficiently with the best mileage per gallon. Is that right?
Not exactly. The best mileage per gallon always occurs at best climb speed or minimum sink speed. We're not interested in flying at such a low speed. So it was valued based on a complex formula that emphasized the value of speed. And for those that can do the math, it's the speed to the power of 2.3 divided by gallons per hour, and then a factor for payload, which is, so times payload to the power of 0.6.
Okay.
So
it's pretty complex.
It's a simple formula that basically says you should be near your You get the best score if you fly at your normal cruise speed at about 70 or 80% power, and have an efficient engine, and you burn the least amount of fuel at that speed.
Okay, so you won this year with a 207 miles per hour speed, burning 45 miles per gallon. That was with a 400-pound payload. Can you tell us how you achieved that?
Well, I was competing in those kind of competitions in the 80s already, and it's been sort of a lifelong mission to find and develop technology to improve the efficiency of these otherwise rather antiquated engines. And back out of the 80s already, I developed a electronic fuel injection that is optimized for efficiency. It's a capacitor discharge system with variable timing that greatly improves the efficiency of these engines. And then in the last 5 or 6 years, we developed and also a very sophisticated electronic fuel injection. And that further improves the efficiency a tremendous amount. And it proves that these engines, these that were actually designed in the 40s and 50s, if not earlier, are actually quite good except for the accessories. It's the magnetos and carburetors and old generators and stuff like that we actually need to get rid of. Then we can make some really nice engines out of this.
Okay. Now, you're flying, is it a pretty standard Very Easy, or are there any modifications to that? And also, what kind of engine is this that you're using in it?
Yeah, I'm using a modified Continental 0200, again, with a dual capacitor discharge ignition system that we produce here, and a very special one-of-a-kind electronic fuel injection that is in some way similar to what we have in modern cars. It's a timed sequential high-pressure fuel injection system. But the bottom end of the engine is actually the whole engine is quite standard. There are some weight reduction and some polishing and porting and minor modifications that went on, but it's really primarily due to the efficient, due to the accessory case that we get more efficiency out of that engine. And the airframe has been modified extensively. Aerodynamically, the main wing airfoil has been changed, and the canard airfoil, I designed my own airfoil for that, and the winglet airfoil has been changed. The control surfaces have been changed a little bit, and it's actually an easier to fly airplane, even though it has better stability and is easier to fly, even though it is significantly higher in performance, in aerodynamic performance.
Okay.
I also made my own propellers out of wood and with a vacuum bag carbon laminate over it. I've been occasionally making propellers for 20 or 30 years.
Okay. So is the main goal in all this then to be able to get the best miles per gallon or to get the most speed, or I guess it's a combination of both?
Yeah, they somehow go hand in hand. The lower the drag, the higher the speed for a given horsepower. And also, of course, the lower the drag, the less fuel I need to burn to push this to the air at the same speed. So efficiency and drag reduction are necessarily linked. So any little bit of change in the airframe should be reflected on the airspeed indicator. And any little change in efficiency of the engine should be or will affect the miles per gallon. And by doing that, it improves the range. And the more range and speed and climb capability you have, the more fun it is and the more useful the airplane is.
So do you think you've maxed out the capabilities or the potential of that airframe? And do you plan to enter this race again next year? And if you do, what will you be flying?
Next year, I'm planning to give my competitors a bit of a break and fly an airplane with a bigger engine that I'm working on now, that I've been working on for 20 years. And that airplane has all the lessons learned from the delaminator integrated from the beginning. So it'll be a similar airplane, one size bigger, known as a long easy derivative. And it will have a much bigger engine. It'll have a Lycoming 360 engine, and that bigger engine necessarily will use quite a bit more fuel. And so I'll be flying a little bit faster, but I'll be burning quite a bit more fuel. The plan, of course, is still to win the race.
So are you planning to do some work on that between now and then to give you that winning edge?
That is also, that airplane, that new airplane is also highly modified in airfoils, and it all the engine and airframe modifications that were add-ons or retrofits on the Very Easy were installed from the get-go. So it should be very sophisticated. It should still beat the competition, but it probably cannot beat the score that I can achieve with a smaller engine, with the Very Easy that I flew in the last couple of years.
Oh, I see. So will you continue to fly that airplane, or are you moving on to this bigger one?
Well, the Very Easy is now about 4,500 hours old, so I treat it gingerly these days. It's near being worn out, but I love it so much it's going to be hard to give up. It'll probably always be flown to some extent, and it's an incredible cross-country machine.
Yeah, I guess you've made some long cross-country flights in that airplane, right?
Yeah, I've made several 1,500 and 1,700 mile flights nonstop with the original tankage. Again, my goal is not to just put a bigger tank in there and then go further, but to increase the efficiency so that I have this great range, and I can fly around weather for hours and not have to go down on land. So I've done lots of those nonstop from Santa Paula to Panama City. Was probably the longest cross-country flight.
And that's carrying how much fuel?
Carrying 29 gallons, and I used just under 26. That's the benefit of being lighter and having the higher efficiency. The range is just phenomenal.
So, what did you think of the competition? What was it like flying in this race? And is it something you enjoy, or is it something you do because it pushes you to continue to refine your design, or what is it that you get out of competing in this the Fuel Venture race?
I enjoy it a lot because it allows me to demonstrate the results of my efforts during the year, and basically put my money where my mouth is. So I will always enjoy this kind of competition because it allows us to prove what works and what doesn't.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time, Klaus. I appreciate it. And is there
Thank
anything
you very much.
else? Okay, anything else you'd like to add for our listeners that I didn't ask you
Well, I
about?
want to encourage anybody that is interested in efficiency of airplanes to come out and not only watch but also participate. There's always a trophy for the guy that makes the biggest improvement from one year to the next.
Okay, well, thanks. And anyone who's interested in that can find out more information at the web at fuelventure.org. Thanks again, Klaus.
Thank you, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.